China's health authorities say effective personal protection measures should be maintained to guard against the novel coronavirus. It comes after 14 new confirmed COVID-19 cases were reported on the mainland Saturday, of which 12 were domestically transmitted cases. The National Health Commission says the cluster infection cases are a reminder that people should always stay alert. China has published an article on COVID-19 rebutting false claims from the U.S. that link it to the virus. The article rebuts 24 claims, including calling the novel coronavirus the China virus or Wuhan virus, and that the virus is produced by the Wuhan Institute of Virology. The Chinese Foreign Ministry says it will continue to rebut the false claims if new ones come up. Chinese technology is expected to improve Philippines' capacity of testing the novel coronavirus. A lab has been completed at a hospital in San Fernando where the technology will be applied. Health Secretary Francisco Duque III says the lab can test 3,000 to 4,000 virus samples.
It's very significant because that is one of the objectives, is to increase testing capacity. So we will be able to detect early, identify people with COVID-19 early, and the earlier the identification, the quicker the interventions, the quicker we can isolate them, the quicker we can quarantine those who are exposed.
The lab was constructed with the help of three Chinese scientists, who also helped train local personnel. The number of confirmed COVID-19 cases in Russia has exceeded 200,000. The single-day increase has been over 10,000 for 8 consecutive days in the country. The death toll is close to 2,000. China's central bank says it will step up counter-cyclical adjustment to support the real economy and fend off financial risks. The People's Bank of China says in its first quarter monetary policy report that restoring development of the real economy will be put at a more prominent position. The central bank has vowed to seek a dynamic balance among multiple policy tasks, prioritizing ensuring economic growth and employment. The PBOC has also reiterated that the property sector will not be used as a means of short-term stimulus. Sales of Chinese automaker Geely have witnessed a 44% monthly increase in April. Its sales volume edged up 2% year-on-year. The company says it has further promoted the upgrade of its product structure, boasting a 7.2% market share in the first quarter. South Korean President Moon Jae-in says his government will prepare for a post-COVID-19 era through an improved employment safety net and a digital economy. He says the government will expand the application of employment insurance and implement an employment support program. Moon says his country will foster a digital economy by combining new technologies with its existing competitive edge in the information and communications technology sector. Three senior U.S. health officials have self-quarantined after coming into contact with someone at the White House who had tested positive for COVID-19. They include Director Anthony Fauci of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, Director Robert Redfield of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, and Commissioner Stephen Hahn of the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Their self-quarantines come after a ballot for President Donald Trump and Press Secretary of Vice President Mike Pence tested positive for the virus recently. Observers say the COVID-19 pandemic is likely to lead to more divorce and lower the marriage rate in the United States. Mitchell Gordon is a family lawyer in Chicago. He says an increasing number of problems previously hidden are emerging as couples spend more time at home and getting in contact with each other due to the outbreak.
A lot of the calls I'm getting now are people who are hiding something are now getting caught. So people who are having affairs it's harder to juggle that and they're getting caught. Or the people who have alcohol or drug problems, it's easier to hide that stuff when you have a place to go.
Experts say the period of isolation has also given some couples a chance to reevaluate and prioritize something in their life.